This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Jacob became a changed man after he had that in-depth encounter with the Lord on his way to meeting his brother Esau. In fact, it's interesting to read about this return to Bethel, where he had an earlier experience with God. Genesis 35:2-3 says, "Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, 'Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone.'" This is a wonderful testimony of God's faithfulness in spite of Jacob's deceptive scheming over the years. God changed his life, but his past behavior left its mark on his children. Genesis 34 describes Jacob's sons deceitfully lying to Shechem and his father about how they wanted a peaceful relationship while planning to kill all of their men, take their wives and children captive along with all their possessions. It surfaces again when they sold Joseph into slavery, deceived their father, and lied about implying he died by putting animal blood on Jacob's cloak. Deception and sin have bitter consequences and often come back to haunt us. Only God can break the chain reaction when individuals turn and trust in His mercy and grace. He can forgive and will if you confess. He can change your heart and will if you ask Him to. In addition, no matter what's gone before, you can have a positive impact on your family if you go to God for help.